Another edition of the Unfiltered Podcast, part of the Santa Mirada Podcast Network. I'm Ben, and I'll be your host here. I also write an online column about Santa Cruz, California called The Weekly Dump that I publish every Thursday over on www.santamirada.com. If you're not familiar with it, go have a look. It's worth checking out. So the talk of the town this week is the effort to recall Santa Cruz City Council members Drew Glover and Chris Crone. The official petition to sign was approved. Petitions were printed. And signatures are in the process of being collected as I speak. The group that is officially organizing the effort, Santa Cruz United, kicked off the official effort with a meeting on Wednesday at the SCPD Community Meeting Room. I posted a picture of the meeting in the latest weekly dump. It was a very well-attended meeting from the community, standing room only, and a packed room. So that's certainly a promising and optimistic start. I've actually been seeing a ton of support for the recall effort so far, and only a small handful of resistors and critics, all predictably saying the same thing. All of these critics whine about how undemocratic this whole process is, but let the people decide. I can't think of anything more democratic. I mean, these two clowns want a position of decision-making authority with just 15% of the popular vote. Nothing about that number screams majority to me. 85% of the voters did not vote for either one of them. I can't see 85% of the voters saying yes to them again. And I hear about how much a recall special election would cost the city and local taxpayers. The cost is estimated to be about $150,000. That's chump change compared to what these two clowns cost us on Camp Bernal Ross. That shithole cost us millions of dollars. Or how about Glover's vanity suit against the city, where he testified against the city? How much did that little stunt cost us? More than $150,000 by himself, I'd say. The reasons for the recall are valid. And the best part is, the reasons might be up for debate, but are irrelevant to shutting it down. It can't be stopped for reasons of intent. If the signatures can be gotten, the intent is validated sheerly by that effort. Intent is subjective. The Santa Cruz United group listed a number of reasons for the recall on the official petition. But the fact of the matter is, everyone has a different reason for wanting to support this recall effort or not. And right now, by the unofficial gauge I'm getting on the pulse of public opinion in Santa Cruz on this topic, it's been overwhelmingly in support of a recall. Of course, this is Santa Cruz, so the critics are going to personally attack and deflect from the real issues. They'll pretend to be the victim here. The victim gets the sympathy, not the blame. Bust out the crocodile tears. There's a letter in the Sentinel this week from some guy who's apparently a first alarm guard and is apparently also a person of color. And his letter complains about racism in Santa Cruz. Just feels like a precursor to Glover talking about racism in Santa Cruz. I know he already has been doing that recently. And of course, all this is just a precursor, or perhaps a pre-petition propaganda to deflect and paint himself as the victim of a recall motivated by racism. And that argument is a complete dumpster fire of shit. But I can see the idiot trying to play the race card here. Never mind, Justin Cummings is also black, is also new, and is not being recalled. It's a race thing for Drew and his merry band of interns, though. When you have nothing left, play the race card and make yourself the victim. Of course, Crone can't really play the race card, but he'll inevitably do something similar, using the fact that he's an outspoken progressive and is being attacked, the victim part, by wealthy moderates who hate him personally. Never mind the fact that Sandy Brown is just as progressive, and she's not being recalled. Everyone sitting up there is basically a registered Democrat, so he's not even being singled out for being progressive. They're both being singled out for being self-centered pricks who choose not to represent the majority, but special interests to the detriment of the majority. So I'm going to take a quick break. Stick around. Back in a moment.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, 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 gentlemen.
Let me see you boys clap. That's right. That's left. Do it for me. Come on, girl. Shake it.
Okay, I'm back, and I was talking about the local efforts to recall Santa Cruz City Council members Drew Glover and Chris Crone. People have been asking me daily, how do I sign the recall? And I've got that information for you right here. This week, you can stop by Brooks Properties at 740 Front Street, Suite 115C, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. each day. You can also stop by Surf City Barber at 831 Front Street, Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can also stop by KSCO this Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m., and my friend Ashley will be there with a petition while she's doing her weekly radio show. I've also got updates on the Santa Murta Facebook page, which has more updates and information about how to sign the petition. One of the best ways to leverage social media in this signature collection process was posted recently on the Santa Murata Facebook page. A woman posted what neighborhood she lived in and said if anyone in the neighborhood wanted a sign, to send her a private message and she would follow up. In my opinion, this is the perfect way to do this. First, it keeps the process quiet and private, removing any potential stigma someone might have about signing it in a public place. And it brings neighbors together to support a common cause and goal. That's a good thing. My hope is more people who are collecting signatures will post similar offers, and more people will take them up on their offer. The easier we can make the process, the better. The more options we can offer for privacy, the better. The more better we get, the more likely we succeed. And if you don't live in the city, unfortunately you can't vote, so your signature won't help. But you can help in many other ways. You can donate your time and or money to the cause. There's more information available on the Santa Cruz United website. You can probably just Google that. I'll post a link to it from the Santa Murata website as well. Even if you don't live in the city, you probably have friends you know who work here in the city or who live in the city. And they can sign a petition and you can collect those signatures. And collecting signatures is more important than just signing your own. So if you feel strongly about this recall and you want to help out in some small way, get in touch with Santa Cruz United and let them know. The city council's offering the month of July, basically, and the kids are out of school, so the month of July is the time to hit this effort hard and get as many local signatures as possible. I have no idea how much money the organizers have raised so far, but I hope they put it to good use given the limited 3 month or so window we've got. I've been doing a little research into what contributes to the success of recall campaigns in general, which are traditionally difficult to pull off. But most of that difficulty comes with getting the requisite number of signatures in a short, limited time frame. The key is getting enough signatures to put it on the ballot. One of the things I found in researching successful recall campaigns is the use of paying signature takers. While I certainly appreciate everything volunteers are doing, this is something I think the group should explore if they have raised funds to support the recall effort. I read the going rate was something like $1 per valid signature, which I think is a great investment. If a $10,000 investment can result in 10,000 valid signatures, that basically ensures this gets on the ballot. It's time for another quick break. When I come back, I'll talk a little dump and other stuff. Be right back.
Something I could die from. Now my head aches and friends are drug and ketamine, where we can talk about our chemistry. All my time has turned to days that I will waste till my dying day, and all my bones have realigned, and now I guess it was a bad sign, and now I guess it was a bad sign.
Okay, I'm back. So this past week, there was an odd accident along Highway 1 near Rio Del Mar, where a huge tree apparently fell on some power lines, causing them to sag low in the roadway across the highway. This resulted in a solo motorcycle accident where the rider got clotheslined by the low-hanging wires across the road. He was taken to a trauma center in serious condition. And sometime on Wednesday, someone reportedly stole a Cessna airplane from the Watsonville airport. Sounds like Watsonville PD has surveillance video of the theft. Then, of course, this week, we've got the 4th of July coming up. The local pyromaniacs go nuts setting off their little fireworks displays all week. All fireworks are supposed to be illegal in Santa Cruz, but you wouldn't know it if you lived here. Talk is cheap, and enforcement seems to be minimal. And Santa Cruz is too cheap to put on an official display, so all the local wingnuts just make their own. I really feel sorry for the poor animals, but it is what it is. Predictably annoying. And I don't hate fireworks. I hate chuckleheads who insist on shooting them off on my street, where an illegal rocket mortar could land on a roof and set someone's house on fire. So have a safe and sane 4th of July, and think of the animals. And that's going to do it for me this week. Thanks for tuning in and listening. Be sure to check out the weekly dump over on santamirta.com. And you can listen to all the previous unfiltered podcasts on SoundCloud, Apple Music, Spotify, and Google Play. I also set up a new podcast page on the Santa Mirta website with all the archived podcasts. And I'll be back next week, hopefully, with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. Don't forget, we get what we're willing to tolerate. Adios!
Here we go.